Tennessee and South Carolina tomorrow. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, very special surprise mystery guest here off the top. Surprise mystery guest, good morning to you. How you doing?
Gee, you sound a little sluggish this morning, man. You're usually a little chipper.
You know, Donnie, let me give you a little background on myself first, Donnie. First of all, I've got a road back behind my house, okay, and my lovely wife tells me, she says, stay off that road when it's inclement outside, you know, when the weather's bad, whatever. But, you know, the roads are dry. I took that road this morning, Donnie, and I hit the side of a bank and tore my car all up.
Oh, man.
Plus, my neck hurts now. And you know, my wife just screamed at me. Donnie, you ever gotten screamed? I just got screamed at for 15 minutes.
Well, certainly with all the great listeners that you have, there's somebody out there that owns an auto body shop that'll help you out, Tony.
Spoken like a true coach, it ain't never paid for nothing in his life. I love that. That's why I love you people. Bino just gave me a... What'd you look at me like that for, Bino? It's how the coaches are. Donnie says he's looking for somebody to help me out. I love it.
I thought our boundaries were so wide, even you couldn't run them, be honest.
Hey, Coach, you know I love you. Let's talk here.
All right, brother.
What did that game against LSU the other night mean to you?
Well, you know, let me start by saying this. You know, I'm not a guy that gets too high and too low. I understand the process and what it takes to build a program. And I said at the beginning of the year, I didn't want to call this a rebuilding year, but let's just say it like it is. When you have four returning players and only one guy's ever scored double figures in an SEC game, it's rebuilding, and that's where we're at. And we've had some good times, and we've had some rough spots. But I know this, we've played 29 games, and our kids have competed really, really hard for 28 and a half of those games. And if they didn't compete hard, now I'd be the first guy to say it's not good enough, it's not acceptable. But our guys are trying. And the thing that I'm most proud of is we went into LSU after having lost five straight, and LSU put it on us pretty good here in the first half, which was the one half all season. I didn't like the way we competed. And we didn't give up hope. We went in there and we played the right way. We played with toughness. We played with grit. And it certainly helps when you score a few balls. You know, all year long, if you look at our box scores, when we've added that third or fourth double-figure score outside of Josh and Armani, we've either won or we've been right there to win the game. And that was the case against LSU. So I was just prideful of the fact that our team's continuing to compete and play the right way. It hasn't always been pretty, but certainly it was pretty down in Baton Rouge on Wednesday night.
Coach, I really thought going into the game that LSU and Kentucky were just the two teams that were just too big and too athletic for any of our effort or coaching advantage to overcome. I am absolutely stunned that we both owned the paint and the rebounding advantage in that basketball game. How in the world did we get to that point?
Well, again, I think it's just about toughness and grit. And, you know, our style of play can sometimes limit a big guy's touches and their opportunities out around the rim. And then when they did catch, we were double-teaming the post and making them kick it out. And, you know, here the perimeter guys made a bunch of threes, and the other night they didn't. And when you don't have a true post player to just guard one-on-one around the rim, then you have to make a decision, kind of pick your poison. Are you going to play one-on-one in the post and give up some post-scoring opportunities to the opponent, or are you going to double down and try to take the post players out of the game and hope that they don't make jump shots because you're going to give up some? And we, you know, obviously the key was in our mind to take away those two big guys, and I thought that our double-teaming of those guys did a good job with that. And then on the offensive end, our guys really, really drove the basketball. And the first game here, especially in the first half, I thought we were driving and we were looking for the shot blockers and we were intimidated and we played, in my opinion, on our heels offensively. And in this game, I thought we were aggressive and we were in attack mentality the entire game, which was a big reason we shot such a high percentage.
Hey, Coach, I don't know what else you could have done considering your lack of depth, but just reading between the lines in your comments after the game, you seem to be somewhat second-guessing the approach to practice that you had determined was the best course. Did I read something into that that I shouldn't have?
Yeah, you know, I always say this. You know, I'm very critical of my players behind closed doors, and we coach them hard, and we hold them accountable, and then on the flip side, I'm even more critical in evaluating myself and decisions I make. And, you know, about a month ago, I believe, you know, we had a couple good wins. And we decided, hey, these guys are playing heavy minutes, in particular Josh and Armani. And Armani's had a little bit of a back problem here and there that bothers him. And then Derek Reese tweaked an ankle and missed a couple days of practice. And Tariq Owens was sick for a couple days in this practice. So my point is we're playing with 7 and 8 guys, and guys aren't exactly healthy. And so our practices became more of a game preparation type practice where we're working on the opponent's stuff, and then we're doing a lot of 5-on-0 stuff with no contact. And that's not the way I coach. You know, I've always grinded guys right through the conference tournament and into the NCAA tournament. Now, you're not going to go 3 hours like you do in the preseason, but, you know, you go an hour and 10 minutes hard and keep your detail and keep these guys on edge. And we didn't do that because I was worried and concerned about our lack of depth and guys being banged up, and I didn't want them to waste all their energy and everything in the practice floor and not be ready on game night. So in hindsight, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Because we went back to a couple old-school practices Monday and Tuesday, and we got those practices to the game floor on Wednesday. And, you know, I always say I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm always learning and growing as a coach, you know. But there was one day a month ago as I'm talking, Josh Richardson bumped knees with Willie in a live contract deal, and we thought Josh tore his ACL. So when you're looking at that as a coach and you're concerned with your lack of depth and your star players playing a lot of minutes and risking injury in practice, that's a tough decision. But I guess we'll learn from it and get better.
How different is the season if McGee doesn't get hurt in light of how close you are in so many games? I mean, and I'm especially thinking about the road games this year. Florida's the only game you get blown out in on the road. The other two, or I guess three, could have gone either way. How different of a season are we talking about if McGee's with you the entire time?
Well, Jabari is the most physical of our big guys, you know, and I'm not trying to make it sound like he's Mickey or Martin from LSU, because he's not. He's a nice, solid player that will continue to improve and get better every year he's in our program. But the thing about him, he's physical, he's tough, his body is more developed and ready than Tariq and Willie. And, you know, and he's a guy, in my opinion, probably could have been the difference in 2 to 4 wins, just because that 1 or 2 rebounds maybe you don't pull, maybe Jabari does, the 1 or 2 layups that maybe one of those young guys happen to miss, maybe he converts those. So, you know, I think the guys we have really done a good job of competing. Derek Reese has gotten better. Willie and Tariq have certainly improved. But we certainly could have used Jabari. And I think, you know, again, probably 2 to 4 wins would be a fair assessment of the difference he would have made.
Donnie Tindall on the program joining us. And, you know, if you think about just a couple more games, you think about how right now, that they're projecting this to be a 6-bid league. You guys lived right on the knife's edge this year. This could have been really, really close to being a really special kind of memorable sort of season. And yet tomorrow, there's still an opportunity to finish the regular season a couple games over 500, which in my mind is an accomplishment with where the team started, the fact that you had to turn the roster over at the beginning of the year. You know, it's not going to happen down at Florida. this type of year, and certainly they have more talent. It's not going to happen this year at Auburn for them. Certainly, I think they have more material. I think Bruce Pearl inherited more material than you did. How important is it tomorrow for you to come out in the final home game for Josh Richardson and to get a win tomorrow on Thompson Bowling?
Well, you know, I think just what you said is very true. If we win tomorrow, there's a chance that we could finish in a tie for seventh place, and we were picked 13th. So that's six spots higher than we were picked or projected. And that's probably the biggest differential of any team in our league from where they were picked to where they're going to end up finishing. So with that being said, we might be the surprise team in our league, at least then, paper from where people thought we were initially going to finish. And then secondly, you know, you got a chance to secure a winning season, as you mentioned, which I think would be a very good accomplishment for the least experienced team in our league. And then thirdly, it's an opportunity to welcome Bernard King back, and more importantly in my mind, although that's a very big deal, to honor a senior in Josh Richardson, who's his first class of guy you could possibly have. He's a great ambassador of our university. He's unbelievable with young people and our fans. He's a great student. He busts his tail every single day on the practice floor. And he embodies everything you would want a student athlete to be in your program. And, you know, I've said this, the only thing I don't like about Josh is that he's a senior. I wish like heck he was a sophomore or junior, but it's going to be a night to show him the respect and give him the respect he's so rightly earned here at Tennessee.
Now, do you, on senior day, will you give Lopez or Campbell, will you give those guys the start in as much as they're seniors too? Do you have a policy of that, yes or no?
I do not, no. Of course, Brandon is redshirting with the knee, and I won't start Galen. We'll start our regular lineup and go from there. Hopefully, if we can finish the game the right way, Galen will get a chance to play toward the end.
Well, very good. Bino, you got anything else for Coach Tindall today?
Just one quick thing, Coach. Today's basically the last opportunity to practice in the regular season. Then you move on next week to look toward the postseason. Is there any difference in the way you prepare or the way practices are run after today as opposed to the regular season?
No. Fortunately, with the situation that we're in, we won't be waiting to see who we play. We'll know who we're going to play by Sunday, obviously late Saturday night, and we'll start preparing for whoever that is just like we would a normal game week. And, you know, we'll probably take Sunday off and then have a couple good hard practices Monday and Tuesday, be a little bit lighter Wednesday, and be ready to play whoever it is on Thursday and have the mentality we just talked about of being on edge and hopefully playing with a lot of detail, particularly at the defensive end.
Donnie, it's been an unbelievable time. I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. On the way out, been beautiful hanging out with you today on the program. And thank you, man, for reaching out to trying to get me some auto work because I am in some serious hot water at the house. Coach, I'm sure you've never been in hot water at the house, but I'm in some serious stew. Do you have any advice for me today, maybe love coach type advice on the way out of the way to handle this thing?
Hey, roses and chocolates, you can't go wrong, brother. Get her some roses and a box of chocolates, and you'll be right back in there, trust me.
Donnie, I'm going to have to. It's not a bad idea, brother. Thank you.
All right, Pete. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Tony.
Donnie Tindall, one more time.